Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and happy Monday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up on some of the news you might have missed over the weekend. Today, Pennsylvania utility regulators have a proposal to protect consumers from increasing electricity prices driven by data center developments. And a state senator introduces a new bill that would increase penalties for people who try to murder law enforcement. It's Monday, May 4th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start with data centers. Pennsylvania's utility regulators are proposing guidelines that aim to protect ratepayers from the proliferation of large data centers. As Zoe Reed reports for WVIA, the recommendations would help energy companies connect data centers to the grid quickly while preventing electricity rates from going up.
Power-hungry data centers are popping up to meet the demand for faster data processing and artificial intelligence. The facilities use a significant amount of energy, which has led to higher electricity bills. Now, the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission says data centers should pay for their own infrastructure projects when feasible, pay to help low-income residents with their bills, and be held responsible for lost investments when projects don't come to fruition. But the guidance is non-binding. Elizabeth Marks is the executive director of the Pennsylvania Utility Law Project, which advocates for affordable energy rates.
We have some signals of what the commission's going to put in their policy, but we don't have yet the outcomes in terms of what commission policy is going to be set or down the road what the electric distribution companies are going to do with that policy.
Mark says it's crucial legislative action is taken to protect ratepayers.
That was Zoe Reed reporting. And in local data center news, a proposed data center campus in Archbald has been kicked off a state permit program. Archbald 25 Developer LLC's Project Gravity is no longer in the PA Permit Fast Track program. The state sent Project Gravity notice last week. It says they were removed from the program due to, quote, lack of responsiveness and unwillingness to provide a transparent overview of the project. The Shapiro administration created the Fast Track program in 2024 to help guide large-scale projects that require the involvement of many different agencies through the permitting process. The Office of Transformation and Opportunity coordinates the program. Northeast Pennsylvania is the epicenter of data center development in the state. Archbald has 6 proposed data center campuses, the most developments of any municipality in Pennsylvania. Find more on this story at WVIA.org. All right, now to the state Senate. State Senator Lisa Baker from Luzerne County has introduced a bill that would increase penalties for people who attempt to murder law enforcement officers. WVIA's Roger Dupuy has the story.
The men who pleaded guilty to the attempted murder of Scranton Police Detective Kyle Gilmartin each was sentenced to decades in prison. State Senator Lisa Baker couldn't believe that Aiden Denninger and Jeremiah Cleveland could have received as little as 7 years' time for the 2024 ambush.
I was stunned.
The Luzerne County Republican was inspired by conversations with Lackawanna County District Attorney Brian Gallagher, a Democrat, to propose legislation that would increase penalties for people who attempt to murder law enforcement officers.
So the bottom end of the range of someone's sentence could be between 7 and 11 years. I guess the penalty of the crime should be commensurate with the intent, right?
Baker's Senate Bill 1284 was passed out of the Senate Judiciary Committee last week for consideration by the full Senate. It would impose a mandatory minimum of 20 years for attempt, conspiracy, or solicitation to commit murder of a law enforcement officer resulting in serious bodily injury, and it would increase the statutory maximum from 40 years up to life in prison. Gil Martin, who has said God was looking out for me that night, had part of his skull removed and lives with a bullet that remains lodged in his head. Last fall, the suspects appeared in Lackawanna County Court to admit their guilt. Lackawanna County Judge Michael J. Barace handed down their sentences in February. He sentenced Denninger to 25 to 83 years in prison. He gave Cleveland 20 to 43 years in prison. Those sentences were still substantially above what the defendants could have received, but D.A. Gallagher still feels the law falls short.
Oh, ultimately, he would have had to die for us to get a life sentence.
So far, only Republicans have signed on to co-sponsor Baker's bill, but State Senator Marty Flynn, a Democrat from Scranton, told WVIA News he supports it and thinks other senators will as well.
I think there should be somewhat of an appetite to get this done. You know, protecting our law enforcement, especially in situations like that, is always, you know, of utmost importance.
Baker is optimistic about that.
I believe the Senate will take swift action. I'm hoping that when we return in early May, that it is one of the first orders of business for us. I had the opportunity yesterday to speak with another one of the detectives who was in the car with Kyle Gilmartin, and he related his issue about the potential of his family if he had an attempted murderer come and his family were to encounter that individual released on the street. That was something that was deeply disturbing to the other detective, and that brought home for me why it's important for us to hold people accountable.
Gallagher said he has not spoken with any state House members about the measure, but stressed he does not believe it should be a partisan issue. Roger Dupuy, WVIA News.
Stay with us. There's more Up to Date after this break.
We report to you. Subscribe to the WVIA News Notes e-newsletter for the latest from the news team. Visit wvia.org/news and click on the subscribe button to receive the newsletter every Tuesday and Friday morning.
Welcome back. And for our last story, it's time for News Voices. This week, WVIA's Sarah Hovius Hall joins me to talk about a high school in Williamsport that will start a four-day school week in the fall. Here's more. Hello and welcome to News Voices, your weekly look behind the scenes at WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining us. A Catholic school in Williamsport will be the first in the region to start a four-day school week. Starting this fall, students at St. John Newman Junior Senior High School will only be in class Monday through Thursday. WVIA education reporter Sarah Hofius Hall says this is all part of a national trend, and she's here to explain how it'll work. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Thank you so much for being here to talk about this. So I'm very curious about how this will work. So let's start with the basics. How will the four-day school schedule work in the fall when they start it up?
Yeah, so students will be going to school a little earlier in the morning, staying a little later, you know, Monday through Thursday. And then on Friday, they will have time for tutoring, career exploration, volunteering with their church, or just spending time with their family.
Okay, so sounds pretty beneficial so far, but how are they even able to do this? You know, most of us think of school as a 5 days a week thing. You have to hit a certain number of days. So what's changed?
During the 2023-24 school year, the state changed the law. So now instead of every school just having like that required 180 days where students must be in class, mm-hmm. you can now go by hours. So as long as a secondary school has students in class for 990 hours during the school year, they can meet the requirements.
Okay. And you say just secondary school. So it's not just private schools who could do this if they wanted to. Public schools can too.
Yeah, and we're actually seeing that across the country. It really hasn't picked up in Pennsylvania much yet, but there are schools, I think, in 26 states mm-hmm. that have gone to this model.
Now, why do you think that is? What are some of the benefits that people are seeing from this change?
They're seeing, higher attendance rates. They're seeing less burnout. It's better for mental health. It's better for teacher retention. And in some instances, schools are saving a bit of money, too, on operational costs.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did the Diocese of Scranton have to say about their reasons for making this change in Williamsport?
You know, this is a small school. They only have 84 students. So they're able to kind of pilot a program like this there. And they want to see how it works. They want to see, does this help, you know, students overall? Does it help boost enrollment? Mm-hmm. Is this something that they could implement at other schools? So they're going to try it out for 2 years, see how it works. And maybe it's something that we see in other schools after that.
Okay. And you did talk to some students and teachers. How are they feeling about the potential for this?
Teachers are excited because they said that, you know, during the school, like during the regular school day with slightly, you know, longer class times, they'll have more time to really get into subject matter and things like career exploration or, you know, those other things like mm-hmm. the extra help, the tutoring that maybe they would have to fit in during a regular school day. They won't have to anymore. That'll be reserved for Friday. Mm-hmm. So they'll really have more focus Monday through Thursday. And the students are really excited. I talked to several who want to explore future careers and, you know, spend more time with their family and do volunteer work and, you know, even get tutored on Fridays.
Okay. Do you think that other school districts around the area, real quick, are looking at this and watching to see how it'll unfold?
I haven't heard of any that are really looking seriously yet, but I think they're all going to wait and see how this works and if there are parts of it that maybe they could implement.
All right. Well, Sarah, as always, thank you for your amazing coverage on education, and we'll be looking for more stories as this plays out.
Thank you.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready to start the week. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. We're here every weekday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great day, everyone, and may the 4th be with you. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.